The Future Is Black, Rob Rock, for you there jamming out. Next, we're going to listen to Betrayal, who sings a song about America. It's called Ichabod. Was Ichabod by Betrayal. You know, that term Ichabod comes from 1 Samuel 4:21 in the Bible, when God was judging the nation of Israel, and Eli and his two sons, who were the priests at that time in Israel, when he was judging them, Eli's daughter-in-law was about to give birth to his grandson. And when she heard the news that Israel had lost the battle, the Ark of the Covenant had been captured by the enemy, and that her husband and her father-in-law had died in the process, when she had the baby, she named that boy Ichabod, and that means the glory has departed. And the Ark of the Covenant there in Israel represented the very presence of God, and it was taken into battle with them to signify that God was with Israel and was fighting for them. So when it was captured and the priests, who were the leaders in the nation at the time, were killed, Eli's daughter-in-law took that to mean God's presence and his favor or blessing was departing from Israel. So she named her child accordingly to reflect that. Now, that's what betrayal was saying about America. They were saying that God's favor and his blessing is leaving America because although we started off good, many of our founding fathers were Christians and developed this country and its laws based off the Bible. We have turned away from God and his word. And Paul, the Apostle Paul, talks about the consequences of such a thing over in Romans 1:28. He said, "And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer," and that literally means to hold on to the thought of God, "God gave them over to a depraved mind to do those things which are not proper, being filled with all unrighteousness and wickedness and greed, envy, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful. And although they know the ordinance of God that those who practice such things are worthy of death, they not only do the same, but also give hearty approval to those who practice them." And as they mentioned in that song, the things that we as a country used to reject as immoral, we now embrace as normal. And we actively engage in and endorse the things that God says are evil. We actually have people and politicians and groups today that actively promote some of these things and work hard to get us to approve of them as, natural lifestyles. Well, we've seen much of what Psalm 12:8 says in our day. Psalm 8:12 says, "When the wicked, the wicked strut about on every side, when vileness is exalted among the sons of men." If you have doubt about that truth, just turn on your TV and look at what some of the things are being promoted and how many people are actually watching them and enjoying them. It's no wonder then that God is taking us through some necessary days of pain concerning our economy.
Yeah.
dogs apiece there with necessary pain. You know, the Bible says in Isaiah 26:9, when the earth experiences your judgments, the inhabitants of the world learn righteousness. Then it says in verse 10, though the wicked is shown favor, he does not learn righteousness. He deals unjustly in the land of uprightness and does not perceive the majesty or glory of the Lord. You know, times of distress are times of favor from God. And you say, well, how so? How can you say that? Because God sends judgments like disasters, you know, both natural and man-made, in order to teach us something about his righteousness and our sin. And that's consistent with the character of God. In Psalm 25:8, it says, good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in the way. Because God is good, he wants to instruct people in judgments that he sends upon us or for that reason, to instruct us. He's trying to teach us about himself and about our ways. And God sends things like this economic crisis so that we will see our need of him and place our trust in him and not money. You know, too many people trust in their wealth and possessions to be their security instead of God. And this is a very dangerous thing because the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 10, but those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a snare and many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. And for the love of money is a root of all sorts of evil. And some, by longing for it, have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. You know, our next couple of artists are going to talk about the various evils that plague our society due to a love of money. And first, we're going to start off with a rare thing that I just recently found again, and it's Nobody Special, and this song is called People Who. That was People Who by Nobody Special. You know, in that song he said, the money says in God we trust, but they're full of greed, self-esteem, and lust. Boy, if that doesn't describe America, I don't know what does. Next, we're going to listen to Carrie Livgren sing Red Money. We'll be right back. Hey, Carrie Livgren, Red Money. You know, Jesus said over in Matthew 6:24, he said, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth." Well, how do I know if I'm serving wealth? When you are willing to disobey God to get it. You know, God's word says that Christians are not to stop attending church. So what does it say about what a person is serving if they choose to go gambling instead of attend church? What does that say? Now, Jesus said in the same passage in Matthew 6:19-21, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Here is Idle Cure singing "One for the Money."
Do it!
Idol Cure, One for the Money. Next is DeGarmo and Key singing Soldier of Fortune. Garmo and Key was Soldier of Fortune. You know, I mentioned a while ago that Jesus said over in Matthew 6 that you could not serve God and wealth. Again, how do I know if I'm serving wealth? Well, are you willing to disobey God to get it? That's really a good answer to that question. If I'm willing to disobey God to get money or possessions or wealth, then I'm not serving God. Obviously, I'm serving wealth. You know, God says in His Word, in Romans 13:1, that every person is to be in subjection to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and those which exist are established by God. In other words, the Apostle Paul means by that we are to submit to or obey the laws that the governing authority has established for us. Now, if you claim to be a Christian and yet you are doing illegal things to make your money, like they mentioned in that song, selling drugs, or to keep a hold of your possessions or wealth, then you're not serving God, you're serving money. How about the fishing industry? Do you claim to be a Christian, yet you're willing to violate the laws that govern the fishing industry to make money? Then that speaks about what you're serving, and it's not God. Questions we need to ask, hard questions we need to ask ourselves. Have you ever stopped to wonder why the fishing's been so bad? Have you ever considered the fact that maybe God is trying to tell us something? You know, over in the book of Hosea, chapter 4, God told the people of Israel this in verse 1. He said, "Listen to the word of the Lord, O sons of Israel, for the Lord has a case against the inhabitants of the land, because there's no faithfulness or kindness or knowledge of God in the land. There is swearing and deception and murder and stealing and adultery. They employ violence so that bloodshed follows bloodshed. Therefore, the land mourns, and every one who lives in it languishes, along with the beast of the field and the birds of the sky, and also the fish of the sea disappear." You know, whether or not you believe that's God trying to tell us or something, that's true. God does that sometimes to get people's attention. And the Bible clearly says that here in this passage. And there's coming a judgment day, and that's the reason why God's trying to get people's attention. There's a day of judgment coming, and we're going to be held accountable for all those things that we thought we got away with. All the things that we did, those illegal things that we thought no one saw, God was watching, and we're going to stand and count before him one day and have to tell him why we did what we did, and that's going to be a scary day. And White Cross sort of sings about that in their song, Shakedown. White Cross with Shakedown, talking about the day of judgment that's coming upon all who live on the earth and all who've ever lived. It's coming, and I hope you're ready for it. Next, we're going to listen to Stryper in God We Trust. Stryper with In God We Trust. You know, it's written there right across our money. In God we trust, but we don't really trust in God, do we? We trust in money. We trust in things. We trust in everything but God, it seems like nowadays. But as they sang in that song, in Him we must believe. In Him we must receive His Son if we're going to be with God. We have to trust in God if it's going to go well for us, not only on this life, but in the one to come. After that judgment that's coming that we talked about earlier. Well, next we're going to listen to the Res Band, or the Resurrection Band, and they sang, they did a remake of the Who's song, Bargain, and they're talking about surrendering their lives to Jesus Christ. Give a listen to it.
I'm paying
That was the Resurrection Band with Bargain, a remake of the Who song there. And obviously, the Res Band is thinking of Jesus Christ when they say that. And, you know, that's, they said, I'll gladly lose me to find you, gladly give up all I've got. You know, that's exactly what Jesus Christ demands of those who would have him for salvation. He said over in Luke 9:23, he said, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses it for my sake shall find it. And he says, for whatever, he says, for what is it, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits his soul? And that's the question you have to ask yourself if you're serving wealth right now. Is it worth it? You can gain the whole world and lose your soul. It's not worth it. Hey, surrender your heart to Christ. Live for him, not for money. Money's going to pass away, but Jesus Christ will never. Yesterday, today, always, he stays the same. I want to invite you to come out to church Sunday if you are in town here in Sandpoint, Sandpoint Baptist Chapel, 11 o'clock worship service. See you later.
The Wall Street pendulum swings again, this time back into positive territory.
Stocks shot up after investors heard some good news about the job market.
For Thursday, August 11th, it's All Things Considered from NPR News.
I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm